It's Tuesday. I am Mark Chambers. That is Mike Chaffee.
Yep.
Dave Damashek is with us again.
Dave came
back for the second day in a row.
Word to mother.
How's it going, everybody?
It is going great. I'm not hungover at all.
No, not at all.
Now that is Tuesday.
I should point out, by the way, you should go to lowbudgetfm.com and become a fan. Is it fan or is it like now? How does it work on Facebook?
The Facebook?
Become one with us on Facebook.
Give it the thumbs up.
Yeah.
The online thumbs up.
Give it
up.
The fonts.
Yeah. That's all we ask. That's all we ever ask.
It's good.
Yeah.
Do you guys do the Twitter? Oh, no. I know you do the
Chaffee's
Twitter.
Chaffee's on the
Twitter. Yeah. I see the Twitter.
Yeah, I try to do the Twitter. Usually not very fun. I don't tweet too often, but I think it's apropos to mention on this radio show. I got my hair cut yesterday. And
wait, this is our material.
That's right.
No, I think it's apropos to mention like my haircut. I also bought an apple.
Uh huh. And then I got my car washed.
This
the dry cleaner.
That's what Chaffee does on Facebook and Twitter. He's one of those people. He's the stereotype that everybody says. Oh, I would never go on Facebook or
sandwich
Twitter.
Time.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
I met Famima.
Yeah. I'm hungry. I mean, it really is amazing. Yeah. You know, it's now been long enough, and that those people have been berated for long enough now that they really word should get out that the arrogance it takes, the self importance that it takes.
Yeah.
To actually go on there. Now, whatever, I don't know how long Facebook and Twitter have been around, but it seems like everybody's like, I don't care what you're eating today. And people continue to do that sort of jazz.
Well, I was going to say, like, my tweet was just basically the lady cutting my hair attacked me. She
physically.
Well, no.
With scissors.
No, she didn't do that. I wouldn't, you know, I don't think I could stand up to that. But she just was like cutting my hair. I get a quick buzz cut. And notices, hey, you have a lot of white hair, is what she says. And then asks my age. I'm like, 27. And
nothing
then,
about that is right, though.
What?
Nothing about that. If you have a lot of white hair, what's your age? Like, whatever answer you gave isn't going to justify the comment about your white hair.
Yeah, either way, I don't look like I'm 50 or 60. I don't know why she would mention.
Let's not go crazy. Well, and you kind of look like you're 50 or 60.
I don't look like I'm 70 or 80.
Okay, there you go.
All right. So I was surprised by that. So I tweeted that, but yeah.
But I mean, you could feel it coming though. So you have a lot of gray hair. You have a lot of white hair. Like, how old are you? I mean, the tone is everything.
Yeah.
The way she intoned the question had to have been like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was exactly like that.
How old are you?
You must be like a million.
Shocked when 27? Oh good God.
I like it. I think it's a good. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few whites coming in here now.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I embrace it. Nay, I hope that the whole head of hair goes white. I turned 40 years of age in a matter of days now.
You, Dave Damashek, really?
I turned 40 years of age.
Breaking news.
On Friday, June 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Send your cards now so that they get to me on the day.
Yeah.
And I would have a perfect gift would be to wake up with a head of white hair.
You'll not do the comb with the blackening stuff in it. You'll not cover it up.
No, indeed. Anything but. No, I would embrace it. I would just grow a white beard like Hemingway and live out the rest of my days.
No, the look is the grayish white hair and the jet black mustache.
That's a great one.
You're combing
one.
The Just for Men into.
Yeah, that every other analyst has. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that actually works. That segs nicely into...
No, you're not supposed to point out the segue.
Oh,
we knew that was going to segue nicely.
Oh,
now the jig is
I've
up.
I dropped it.
It's even worse. Well, it's not even... He didn't even say, like, which segues us into what we want to talk about. He acted... He threw in the adverb, actually, which made it look like it was completely off the cuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know... Now that I think about it, that actually might work as a segue into what I wanted to talk about today. Hold the phone.
But it does. It does.
Serendipity.
We're going to do a show about compliments.
All night. All night. Mm-hmm. You worked on this segue.
Yeah. I mean, we had it scripted.
You're going to tolerate it?
Yeah.
I'll give you a compliment. Mm-hmm. That was an awesome segue, Chaffee.
Well, now you're mocking. That's no fun at all. Yeah. Well, for me. For you guys, it probably is.
Whatever.
Yeah. No, we're going to do a show about compliments. I mean...
What's the thought? No, I'm curious. Why do you want to talk about compliments?
Mark Chambers and I like to do a list type of show every once in a while. Mm-hmm. We'll do the top five things that we can't have. We'll do the top five things, habits that we should stop or create.
I have a Word document on my desktop, on my laptop. It says, low budget FM hacky go-to show topics.
And the list the list is one of them. Yeah.
Is on there.
I've spent the better part of the last dozen years doing exactly that. Hacky lists. So, yeah. Yeah.
And when I talked to you on the phone, you said, I mentioned we're thinking about doing a compliment show, and you perked up. And then you decided, I'll save this for air. It was too good to discuss on the phone.
No, it wasn't too good. I said my favorite Hollywood compliment. What's it? Do you want to tell you what I think?
Yeah, let's get it. Yeah.
Well, it's a Hollywood-y type compliment, which is to say that it's backhanded.
Yeah.
Because out here in show business, people always, you know, it's a big deal of like, hey, will you come see my one man act? Will you want to come see me do stand up?
I've got my project. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will you mind coming and checking out?
Would you come do my podcast?
I was about to say, swing by and do my podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, all right. That's, yeah, how about that? So Chaffee, I've heard some of your work in the past, and now you want to get my feedback on this particular podcast. Chaffee, ask me how I felt.
What do you think about Low Budget FM?
Well, what can I say, Mike? You've done it again.
What does that mean? I did
that's,
what?
That's what it means. It means you've done it again, man. That's all I need to say. I always think that's a perfect out. Just remember that one. Write that one down because you can always use that
again.
One. Yeah, people will be flattered by that.
But I mean, it'll that can't work 100% of the time. What's the batting average on that? Like 50-50?
You've done it again is good. People assume that you like them and that you like their work.
It just slips through every time.
Right.
The
All
ego
right.
that it takes to ask a person to attend your one-man show.
That's true, yeah.
Yes.
Helps push the compliment along through the brain.
Yeah, they're looking for it.
So.
Yeah.
What do you think of those 10 minutes I just did on stage there? Where they go, hey, man, you've done it again.
I like that.
It always works.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
I've said it over and over.
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Another compliment for you guys is, listen, the biggest compliment I can give the both of you is that I'm here on one of the most glorious days in Southern California mm-hmm. of the year. Look at it outside.
It's beautiful.
Blue and lovely. And here we are in this dank, stinking little... It's a barn.
It's a garage. It's really barely held together now. I mean, if you take a look right above me at this beam that's split, you'll notice that we're closer to death than you'd imagine.
There are broken beams over our heads.
Yes.
There are really haunted house level cobwebs up here.
Those are out of a can. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. So it's just for show. You didn't get around to cleaning up the Halloween party.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Listen, those cobwebs are really frightening. I wouldn't want to be in here when it gets dusky because for fear that it really would be like arachnophobia, kind of the scene from spider the size of my head would launch itself at me.
It's creeped out girls many a time.
Yeah, really.
Why do you bring girls in here?
I don't know. It's never worked out well. I want to end the night, bring them in here, show them the podcast equipment.
It's like you're at a wine bar.
I think it'll seal the deal, and it never does.
Take them out for some cocktails.
It's not worked once.
Go to a show, and then it's like, baby, I got one more thing to show you. Let me go get the combination for the padlock. We'll get right in.
That really, if you bring a woman in here, she probably is relieved to get out with her life.
Of course,
she probably thinks you're that there's some sort of a freezer that you're going to throw her body parts in.
Yeah, it's a skin suit time or something. Yeah,
but
it's,
then it works in that one. What's the one cheesy? Oh, he went to he went to Jared. Always, always good commercials.
Yeah,
they change the themes, but it's always, but they're always dynamite
every time.
And one of my favorite ones is what I'm getting at is, a woman might be sufficiently scared to cling on to you, and then you'd be in good shape. Is maybe the strategy there? Like maybe if you could get like Chambers to hide in the corner, and go like. You know, but when the man and the woman are in a in some sort of a cabin. And at night, and it's thunderstorming out, and the girl's looking out the window. They're looking out the window together, and there's a lightning bolt. And she goes, "Woo!" And he goes, "Don't worry, baby. I'm here for you. And I always will be. And then he produces a ring
diamond,
for it.
Yeah.
So essentially he's dating someone who's a girl who's emotionally 5 years of age and he's into it.
No, I sympathize with that. That's what I look for.
Yeah.
Emotionally immature women who are terrified of thunderstorms. No, what's the planning like going in? You're looking on weather.com, you're trying to book the cabin. You're like, all right, when's it going to be like horrifically storming?
Yeah.
I need it to be just the right ambience. Mm-hmm. The hell is that noise?
That's a can rolling around in our
We haven't
driveway.
Done the show from the barn in a while.
There's a Korean bum going through your stuff here in Koreatown.
You joke, but the first party we ever threw at this house...
bum slipped in?
No, the mess was even... It was worse than what you saw earlier. The mess in our backyard is pretty bad, but there was cans littered. There was boxes of cans. It was just all over the place. Some bum walked by, and I just pointed, hey, you want some cans? Clean up the backyard. And it just immaculate within like 2 hours. He took all the cans.
That's a loophole in the labor laws, I feel.
Probably is.
In a way, when you can find the silver lining in something, that's a compliment to the subject that really is. So bums, there's so many bad things you can say about bums, mm-hmm. but compliment to them, they'll clean up your empty cans.
That's right. They will do just that.
See how I brought it back there?
I appreciate that because I didn't want to have to, but I was feeling like it was never going to go back.
Yeah.
What nationality, before we do go on, what mm-hmm. nationality do you think has the fewest bums?
Ooh.
Japanese.
That's
fewest
a good
bums.
Call.
Japanese.
No, around here, I've actually, there's a few Japanese bums.
You can't tell them apart.
Yeah, that's true.
Those you think there are a lot of Jewish bums?
I don't. Yeah, because there's some struggling artist types every once in a while. Yeah. And then, you know, they don't make it, so they become bums.
I think the struggling ones are typically Christian.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're struggling. That's
Danish bums?
Swedish
bums. Scandinavian. I imagine the Scandinavians have a relatively low percentage of bummery.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So highest... Bum level, highest nationality for bums.
Be careful, Mike.
Yeah. there's a lot of room for error in that. In this neighborhood?
Yeah.
In this neighborhood.
See how he's hedging?
Yeah.
He's just really trying not to be racist.
Koreatown, for people in other parts of the nation might say, whoa, that sounds sort of exotic. I bet the food's delicious. And in fact, the food is very tasty around here. But it's a sketchy part of town.
That's the weird thing about
this. Low-budget fellas reside.
It looks like a very sketchy part of town.
Because it is.
Oh, well, it's not, though. It was ruined by the riots, but now you see old ladies walking around at like 9 o'clock at night. Like, it's a decent part of town.
Yeah, I read on Wikipedia that bad parts of town don't have old ladies in them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the first part of the population to go. Elderly flight.
Yeah. Well, Koreans, to answer your question, I would say...
It's definitely Koreans.
Yeah. I would say Korean bums.
All right. Yeah. So now back to your compliment business. Go ahead.
I would say I like the very generic ones. That like anything that you could throw out that might mean nothing, but it just means something good about that person. For example, you look well rested. Just that. It's so stupid.
That's the most hollow fucking bullshit.
It is. I feel like that's bullshit.
That hasn't been said legitimately in like 12 years.
But people
only sarcastically.
you look well rested.
Yeah.
No, but it works. Like you see someone, you know, hey, you look well, because everyone's always bitching about not enough sleep, work too hard. So that works. That's worked surprisingly well.
You saying I'm boring?
What's that?
Hey, you look well rested.
Yeah.
You must not have done shit this weekend. You just sit around your house eating Cheerios.
You lazy F. Yeah. So that's my... What you got? You had some examples, right, Chambers?
Well, you know, giving compliments or just, you know, people getting compliments in general. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a good one to endear yourself with people. It's like, you know, your brown eyes and your brown hair, they really accentuate. It really makes up a nice package. It's a good look.
Brown eyes and brown hair?
Mm-hmm.
That seems very specific.
Well, no, I mean, it's just it's something you can say to somebody and make them feel good about themselves. I enjoy receiving that compliment, so I give it as often as possible.
How often do you get that compliment? That specific
All the time.
One?
All the time.
Wow, people are really searching. That's a bad sign for you.
They're digging.
What they're coming up with.
They're digging.
Your eyes and hair, dude. Yeah.
They match. They go well together.
They're in the same...
You pop.
Yeah.
Family of colors there.
Yeah.
So you got that going for
it's
you,
like
Chambers.
It's like a box of crayons with one in it.
And you look well rested.
Dave, you've done it again.
What about? I do like obviously compliments that are intended to address your the way you look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess I've lost probably about 15 or so pounds of late in the last whatever 6 months or so.
Very svelte.
And so people will say. But they go too far with the compliment. That's the problem.
Yeah.
When they go too far with it, like, you look great. Like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I've been getting on the treader, making some miles. Oh, you know how it is, you know. And they say, like, but no, but really, I mean, you really have lost a lot of weight. Like, wait a goddamn second. I wasn't on Biggest Loser or anything. I wasn't morbidly obese. I took off a couple of pounds. I cut out the baby back ribs for half a year. That's it.
I mean, so you're not doing three cupcakes a day anymore, is what they're saying.
No, I mean, because, Dave, you were looking, I mean, fuck, dude, we were concerned, and now Jesus.
Yeah. There were some conversations that if Dave Damashek isn't careful with himself, he's going to eat himself to death. I like that. I like to say that. That's the opposite of a compliment.
The compliment gets ultra serious.
Say that to anyone heavy. Say that to anyone who's heavy set. Say, like, listen, I'm just looking out for you, man.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that you're going to eat yourself to death.
Dave, you've got kids, and I know you've got a family to look after, and I'm worried about your future. So
I'll tell you, that is a show that I, you know, there are movies people come across, and they say, oh, if I come across, I can't turn it off.
Yeah.
To this day, if I turn on Maury Povich or Jerry Springer or whatever it is,
uh-huh.
and it's one about a morbidly obese person that they're rescuing,
yeah,
that's
I've never seen that, but that's
you've
be
never
hilarious.
Seen when they re- it's one thing when they just document the life
of a
fat person. I mean, I'm talking like a set is anyone for me. I, you know, it's old hat now. If you're six, you know, don't bother me with that. When you're getting up into the 800 range,
you need something above and beyond.
When you're taking a run at a grand, uh-huh. give me a call and let me know. But those are the people that they go out to rescue. And when they rescue them, what they have to do, these are people who can't get out of bed on their own.
They can't move, yeah.
Yeah, no, they can't get out of the bed. And so the local fire department has to come by and literally take a wall out of their wall.
Oh, fuck.
And they'll crane them down.
Why, though? Heaven. What's going to improve about their life once they're out?
They're going to give them they're taking them out for a salad. You know,
walk around the block.
No blue cheese, though.
No. Light dressing.
A light vinaigrette, perhaps. You
maybe
know, and
a touch oil, and that's it.
That's it.
And a Diet Coke.
They fix them. They fix them. They take them out, and then they walk. They show them out walking, like he's getting some exercise. Those are the people. Those are the people too. I always love, even if you're not 700 pounds. I like the people, and this happens more with women, it seems, or maybe I notice it more. You can always tell the women that are wearing bikinis who shouldn't be wearing bikinis. They're probably 197 pounds and they're wearing a bikini. You know, by definition, if they're wearing that, they used to be about 60 or 70 pounds heavier, and they now think, I look so good, I'm going to share my body with the world.
That's right.
No, you don't look good.
Yeah.
You look better than you used to. Yeah. And that's an interesting detail in a compliment.
That is.
It's a weird paradox that better is not good. You look better than you used to.
That's one I had on my list is actually an acquaintance of both of yours, Mike Lynch. He was the writer at the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm.
One morning came up to me when we were working there and just tapped me on the shoulder like, hey, are you dressing better or did you lose some weight? And it was,
which one is it?
Yeah, that was the way he phrased it, and he meant well. He meant well with it,
sure.
But it didn't come out that way.
No,
that was his compliment towards me.
Are you dressing better?
Are you dressing better, or did you lose some weight?
Are you going to a Goodwill in a nicer neighborhood?
Yeah,
when you buy your clothes now,
you stopped. I can't imagine you lost weight and got some better clothes. So.
Were they out of chicken fingers at Vaughn's?
They were.
You had to settle for the macaroni salad.
Yeah, I got a sandwich instead.
Yeah,
wheat.
Whole wheat toast. Yeah.
So that's a backhanded one.
Mike Chaffee, another compliment, please. Or did you just give me another compliment?
That's the one from Mike Lynch.
I'm not paying attention to you right now.
No, it's
I don't
fine.
Know why.
Because we got the guest in.
I know.
Dave
I'm just
Damashek.
Staring, just locking eyes with Dave.
Yeah,
it's very awkward.
It makes it nervous here in the studio, in the garage. I guess.
I'd like to give Mark Chambers a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to, if I had a gun to my head, and you said, "Listen, it's death." or you make sweet love on one of the two hosts of Low Budget Radio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Mark Chambers.
Oh, well, thank you.
You won
exactly
out.
Right.
I appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
I don't feel any ill will towards that.
Well, no, but listen, you're looking better these days, so thank don't worry you. About
is it. Is it because of the hair? He's a very, very hairy man.
I think it's that handsome shirt that he's wearing. He's really dressing much better these days.
Well, that's good. What you got a comment, right?
I do. It's funny. Mm. I brought my own list.
We'll be the judge of that.
No, it's not. No, it's sincere. I legitimately like to go out and say, it's just like, hey, you know what? I appreciate the case you have on your iPad.
What?
Yeah. No, it's that's a quality I look for in people, and I like to point it out when I see it. It's a good, it's a good quality case made of bamboo, handmade. It's fantastic.
You're talking about your case.
Well, I have one. Yeah, I mean, I do have one, but I mean, I appreciate.
You've never met anyone with a bamboo case before.
Well, I don't know what you're trying to. I'm just trying to go along with the show, Mike. I'm just trying to. You asked me to come up with compliments that I would give to make people feel good, and I wrote a list of five. And
I think you're doing compliments that you'd like to receive, is what it sounds like.
Well, I mean, I got the case. No, it's new. It is new.
Yeah, it is. It's brand new.
You haven't said a thing about it.
That's why would I? It's a case. It's utilitarian. It's not meant.
Oh, it's handmade.
Let's power on. Let's power on. We don't. I don't.
And I'm really suddenly very concerned about Mark Chambers' self-esteem. So far, mm-hmm. he appreciates the compliment about his hair matches his eyes.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's fishing.
He's fishing for compliments on the goddamn wrapper that he puts on his iPad.
I don't get it.
Who gives a good goddamn about that?
I don't follow.
Who do you think notices such things?
Apparently not Mike Chaffee.
Not girls either. Believe me.
Yeah, that's a strong point.
That's a great. I like your instinct that you guys both did it simultaneously. Is when you decided to laugh, you had to get away from the microphone.
Off mic.
Not a good idea. That's all right.
No.
Into the mic.
No.
Don't let them hear that. That's unprofessional. Don't laugh out loud.
Look, that's a carefully honed instinct after years and years of professional radio.
You get paid?
No.
Oh
no, I'm sorry.
All right.
I used to do professional radio.
You got paid?
Well, I mean, it was a long drive to the studio, and the PD would hit us up with gas cards once in a while.
So professional is a strong word.
Here's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
It's another one that's sometimes intended as a compliment. And I think more often than not, well, let's say the percentages, I would think that more often people are offended by the celebrity comparison that they get. That's a big mm-hmm. one is... Mm-hmm. Hey, you know who you look like? It's usually not going to be as good as you think it should, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. What have you gotten? I'm sure you must have gotten that many a time.
Well, I mean, the one I get a lot from women is, it's weird, is because it's not, they don't mean it as a literal comparison, but they say, you remind me so much of Marlon Brando in Streetcar. You know, that unhinged sexuality.
Really?
You know?
I don't know if that's true, though.
Yeah, I don't.
I feel like you've never received that compliment. I don't know.
All the time.
Really?
All the time.
All the time.
The worst ones I've gotten. The worst one I've gotten is David Copperfield.
Oh. Is he even a celebrity?
David Copperfield.
Honestly, I can't picture anything he looks like. I can just there's a big gay image in my head.
I'm better looking.
David's all the magic. If you would just stop doing so much magic at parties,
all of a sudden
do the quarter trick all the time.
Can I tell you something? If you put a deep dark tan on Mark Chambers, he's closer to Copperfield than Damage.
Again, I can't conjure up in my mind anything that what he looks like, David Copperfield.
It's never flattering.
Yeah.
It's never flattering. Almost never.
Like an older Crispin Glover if his looks went.
And then it's a great thing. That happened on Facebook, 6 months ago, I noticed people.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't understand why people had pictures of celebrities mm-hmm. in their thing. And I was like, because I'm not on Facebook enough to read. And people said, because that's the thing. You have to put your doppelganger up there now.
Yep.
So who did you put up there, Mike Chaffee?
I didn't do it.
Emil Hirsch, just admit it.
No, I skipped out. It's too much of a weird ego thing to say I look like.
Oh, it was fantastic.
That's why it's great, because it's uncomfortable, because I want to get on and say to everybody, like,
yeah.
are you kidding me? You think that that's who you look like? Please, not exactly. On your best day.
My news feed was just full of beautiful people suddenly. Yeah. I'm like, wow, I didn't know I was friends with Alicia Silverstone 3 times, yeah. But there she is.
Yeah, Julia Roberts. Everyone was choosing Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys.
Julia Roberts, if she were 210 and didn't look anything like Julia Roberts.
Yeah, didn't have
Chambers and Chaffee. Let's see. What are yours? Who do you look like?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever gotten that celebrity compliment. I don't think I look like anyone, really.
You want to be? I'll be honest. What I used to get when my hair was a lot longer, Dan Aykroyd.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
With the weird cowlick I have that goes down over the forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave's looking at me like
nuts. No. I'm trying to drink that one in. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, young Aykroyd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blues Brothers Aykroyd.
Not like someone pulled the ripcord, which is the current Dan Aykroyd we have to suffer through.
No, yeah. Well, yeah. That's no good.
Pulled the ripcord.
He just
that.
Expanded it.
You know, he's married to a Fox still. I think she's also pulled the ripcord on herself. But yeah. Donna Dixon, former Fox of Bosom Buddies. Mm. That's a show that was around before you guys were alive, starring a young Tom Hanks.
He was on television? Weird.
You really didn't know that?
I knew that.
I liked it. By the way, again, you did say, I'm noticing when you do things off mic.
Yeah.
And he Mike's like, oh, I didn't know that. And then he leans back and looks at Dave and goes, I knew that.
Yeah. That happened. Yeah.
He's a pro.
Yeah.
You know, here's the opposite of a compliment. I denounce the likes of Tom Hanks. He'll talk about once in a while. I've seen him interviewed. He'll address Bosom Buddies. But when asked about his favorite films to work on, you know, he's a serious actor. But of course, he started out being a wiseacre and being a funny one, too. And now he doesn't acknowledge pictures like Bachelor Party, which for this fella's money is still his best picture to date. You know,
what do you mean he doesn't acknowledge? He just,
you know, he transcended those kind of low budget, foolish frat
he's above
romps.
It now.
Yeah. And yeah,
Apollo 13.
I don't like when actors are above.
Forget where they came from.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's see what happens when I point out Dave has a spider on his shirt.
I really do. Now he's dead.
Oh,
take that, Daddy Long. Thank goodness it's a Daddy Long Legs, but a baby one. Mm-hmm. Ironic. You never see baby Daddy Long Legs.
That's true.
He's nobody's daddy, and he never will be. I make that warning to all the bugs that come into the house. Listen, run free on the outskirts of my four walls, but come in here. I'm sorry.
Dave's territory.
You have to pay the price, the ultimate price. Good night, sweet prince.
Mike, do you have one more?
Yeah.
And if you don't, just lean off Mike. And be, I really don't.
I wish I did.
I'm all out.
I wish.
Vamp! Vamp, Chambers!
Stretch. I'm doing the stretching motion with my hands.
Well, in a minute, someone's going to run in with a sandwich in their hand and start making this motion.
Oh, yeah?
And we're all going to go to break.
Yeah. I going back to the super generic ones, I like the very, very generic looking good. Looking good. That's never I've used that a lot, and most of the time it's kind of half jokingly, but it's never gotten a raised eyebrow or anything. It just goes by, people appreciate it, move on.
Well, it's sort of semi creepy in either direction. I mean, you say it to a guy like, hey, you're looking good, like I don't necessarily care what your opinion is on my looks.
Well,
and women could, in this day and age, might very well end up suing you or charging with something.
Women,
it's
harder to mix in. But with like a guy, especially if they got like a haircut or something. But you don't know, like it one of those qualities where you notice something's different about them. Maybe new glasses, maybe a haircut, but you can't exactly tell. And then you throw that out and it covers all your bases. And they appreciate it.
That's up there with good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, listen. It's no wonder that you're doing gangbusters with the ladies with the compliments that the two of you have thrown out.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
In this half hour. Listen, here's what you do. Mm-hmm. Here's what you do, fellas. Yeah. Listen, it's a story as old as time. That's what you want to do right out of the gate. You give a woman a nice compliment. It's not hard to do. You know, look, people always say their shoes, their scent, you know, that's a great, you know, but don't do it ham-handedly. That's the trick. Guys now are on to it, but the women get it too. You can do it subtle enough. The ladies, it sounds so silly and dumb and transparent. They eat it up.
Can you walk Mike through one?
Yeah.
Like as a test?
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you can be the, you know.
I'll be a lady.
I don't, yeah. Who wants to be who? I don't even know at this point.
Well, Dave should be Dave.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, if you can pick a fake name if you want.
Stella. Well, I'm going with the Brando vibe.
Yeah, from, there you go.
From Streetcar. Yeah, you just, you know, like, you know, let's see what, is there anything?
Sizing me up looking for a compliment.
I've gone over. What is it?
Looking up and down.
Fuck, I wish there was something.
Nice headphones.
There's really nothing. Yeah, wow, that, your eyes really match your chest hair.
Wow, thank you.
Terrific.
Appreciate that.
Here's another up from the top of your shirt.
Yeah. And then you know, compliment. Here's the thing with the women.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned this from a few masters, a few guys who we know who have made a lot of hay, whose names I won't bring up here.
Mm-hmm.
But here the recipe is this: two compliments for every insult, and that's how you do it. Yeah, because you know you don't want to be too you don't want to be obsequious.
Yeah.
So you get two compliments. Wow, you're beautiful. Wow, those shoes are really wow. They're mm-hmm. they're fantastic. Oh, wow, you smell. And then you look great. I mean, I know that shirt isn't exactly. It's you pull it off though. It's a kind of.
I like that.
You got to go with the masters.
Yeah.
What they do, and then of course what I've said many times, 10 minute mark between 10 minutes and 90 minutes with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to give her is you give her the move of like, listen. We're having a nice conversation. I just want you to rein it in a little bit, baby. You know, listen, keep your dignity. Uh-huh. All right, you're into me. Great. Mm-hmm. That's great. But no reason you need to compromise you just mm-hmm. to wind up with me.
They laugh.
They always will laugh. Ha ha, he's kidding around. Yeah. But you know what?
In the back of their head.
He's right. he's just making a joke.
They lean just off mic.
Right. Yeah.
They say,
I'm actually into him. It's true.
Chambers, you got one more?
Fantastic lover.
Fantastic lover?
I would like to get that compliment more often. I give it whenever I can.
Uh-huh. Do you? Do you actually say that?
Yeah, you know, hey, you got to give him what's up. Let him know.
You're a fantastic lover.
It's like, by the way, baby, last night, fucking great. You know, you brought your A game. I mean, I haven't spoken with your exes, but I feel like that was the best you could have done. You weren't holding back.
That seems like a weird thing to say.
And then I wait. For the reciprocation.
And do you get
that,
it?
You know, that's a great, you know, that's a, I was reminded of that when John Mayer said that infamously. It was, how dare he? What an awful guy. What a cad.
Yeah.
What a bad guy he said about Jessica Simpson. You know, oh, she's the F of the century or whatever. He said, what do you call her? Sexual napalm and so on. And
what an insult.
A key difference between males and females, right?
Yeah.
If a renowned fox were running around, if Megan Fox, let's mm-hmm. say, like Megan Fox, were like, I cannot be around Dave Damashek. And he is sexual napalm. I mean, I just all I want to do is I want to give him $10,000 to F him. I mean, that's all I want to do is just keep him between my sheets and never let him go. And it mm-hmm. stops me from ever going on. I'm like, damn you, Megan Fox. You've humiliated me. Jessica Simpson was outraged by that.
How dare he? Yeah.
You don't want people to know you're a fantastic lover.
Yeah, no.
As a woman.
Yeah. You keep that secret. You play it close to the vest.
I'm a loud lover.
Are you?
Just violent. Screaming.
Yep.
That was mine.
That was yours?
Fantastic
I'm good. Lover.
So what have we learned?
What have we learned?
So much.
Yeah.
But you guys need to watch more Maury Povich.
Yeah.
You see the fat people. That's what you need to see.
God, I just love flipping through the channels and just seeing a large pair of man breasts bouncing up and down. Some guy's been running on a treadmill for 30 seconds and he's about to give.
Yeah. He's done. He can't put it. He can't do anymore.
They always cry. They always
That's the funniest.
The fat guy always cries because, you know, he's. The funniest thing, and it does nauseate, but it also amuses too, is when they go over what their daily intake is. Usually, and they show it. And of course, they have to. They can't just say it. They have to lay it out there. I have 8 slabs of bacon. and they go through it all. I mean, but it always is like it's not it because now it seems like we're kidding around, but you have to see it because it really it is literally like. I eat 2 dozen eggs, and then I eat 4 sleeves of donuts. And it really is like, it's literally that much.
Yeah,
just got a pig on
That's
a spit.
Not a joke. Yeah,
they wakes actually, up in the morning.
Then my mid morning snack. I have when McDonald's opens, so when they convert to the breakfast to the lunch menu, then I have 4 Big Macs and I have 2 biggie fries. Like, but it's that is what they eat. And then I don't know. You know, I gotta take this weight off.
I got to start walking more.
I have a few ideas on how you might get that going. One more thing, Choffy. Mm-hmm. You held your finger up in this house of horrors that we're recording in.
Yeah.
You held your finger up and literally almost got it chopped off by the fan.
That would have been fantastic.
Yeah. That's the fan is a menace. That's for sure. As is everything in here, really. It's a hell of a place.
Except the two of you.
Aw.
That was a compliment. See?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
Appreciate that.
I would have preferred Fantastic Lover, but that's fine.
Yeah, not from us. And that's not going to happen.
I'll take it from anywhere I can get it, honestly.
Yeah,
love
you will.
Those shoes, Choffy.
Slip-ons.
Yeah.
Appreciate the convenience factor.
Exactly. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Hey, great job plugging the show. AdamCarolla.com, Dave's of Thunder.
Yeah. Can we get Feeny in?
That Feeny's a hell of a guy.
He and I don't like each other. We're a modern-day Siskel and Ebert. We don't talk off the air.